Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today, a 30% chance of snow through the afternoon, cloudy with a high near 35 degrees. Tonight, a 40% chance of snow, cloudy, a low around 26. New snow accumulation of less than half an inch possible. Tuesday snow, mainly after 7 a.m., a high near 35. New snow accumulation of 1 to 2 inches possible. And on Tuesday night, snow with a low around 27. Chance of precipitation is 90%. New snow accumulation of less than a half inch. In the news for today, and a carryover story from late last week, last Thursday, a federal judge in Texas struck down the Biden administration's student debt relief plan, ruling that the program is unlawful in a blow to 16 million student debt borrowers already approved for relief, the Wisconsin Examiner reported. The U.S. Department of Education now is no longer accepting applications for the program. In Fort Worth, U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman, an appointee of former President Donald Trump, in his 26-page judgment called the program an unconstitutional exercise of Congress's legislative power and ruled in favor of two borrowers backed by a conservative advocacy group who brought the challenge. Wisconsin student loan debt is lower than the national average and the rest of the country, according to an analysis by Education Data Initiative. The average debt is $31,122 per borrower. The Department of Justice has already filed an appeal of the ruling, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said in a statement. The president and the administration are determined to help working and middle-class Americans get back on their feet, while our opponents, backed by extreme Republican special interests, sued to block millions of Americans from getting much-needed relief, Jean-Pierre said. She added that the State Department of Education will continue to hold on to the information of student debt borrowers who applied for the program, about 26 million, so the department can quickly process their relief once we prevail in court, Jean-Pierre added. Of those 26 million borrowers who applied for the program that launched in October, 16 million have been approved. The debt relief program was initially halted by an appeals court in late October following an emergency request from six Republican-led states who argued that the president does not have the authority to wipe out debt and it should be left to Congress to make that decision. Again, information for this report comes in part with permission from the Wisconsin Examiner. Tony Evers has declared November 14 through 18 Winter Weather Awareness Week in Wisconsin. Wisconsin winters can be dangerous, which is why it's so important to have a plan and to be ready before there is snow in the forecast, reported the Wisconsin Emergency Management Administrator Greg Engel. According to the National Weather Service, Wisconsin experiences an average of 3 to 6 winter storms during the season. Last winter, the highest one-day snowfall total in the state was 20 inches, reported on Madeline Island in Ashland County on February 20th. Bayfield in Bayfield County recorded 145.9 inches of snow last winter, giving it the highest seasonal snowfall total in the state. The coldest temperature recorded in Wisconsin last winter was 34 below zero on January 26th in the city of Merrill in Lincoln County. This report comes from the La Crosse Tribune. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.